Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We are so excited to welcome our friend John Kincaid for so many reasons. He's getting set for his morning show on 97.5 The Fanatic at the game with his amazing daughter on Sunday. So forget the game for a second. What was it like to be back in a stadium, John?
First time I got to be in a crowd of people since March. So it was really amazing to be able to be out there and to keep a dad-daughter Eagles game tradition alive with my 19-year-old junior in college who still was willing to hold my hand as we walked through the different tailgates. Made my day. It was wonderful. The game didn't make my day, but the event made my day. And great to be with you, Amy. Great to be with you.
Yeah, I'm so thrilled. I've talked about you. I've talked to you. I prayed for you. I prayed with you.
Sure. I know that. Yeah, I felt them.
Thank you. What has this last couple of weeks been like for you, knowing that, in fact, you did kick cancer's ass again?
Well, it's honestly been a little overwhelming for somebody who, you know, could talk a cat off a fish truck. I get emotional, very emotional things. The Sixers had me out to ring the bell before a game. The Flyers had me as one of their honorees on Hockey Fights Cancer Night. It's been a little much for me as far as emotionally, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there and getting back to it. My energy level is just what I got to battle. I mean, I still get up in the morning, I do my show, and I come in the afternoon, and right after like Young and the Restless, I need a little nap. So you know, just get a little bit of a break. And but everything's going well, and they tell me that I'm doing great. So that's all that matters, and it'll be the most wonderful holiday season ever. And
yes,
for you, too. For you, too, it'll be
yes,
the most wonderful
Ten
holiday
days.
Season ever.
10 days.
Yes. Oh, geez. I'll tell you this. You're no bridezilla, I hope.
No,
I
please.
Hope.
Please.
That's good. Good, good, good.
You know me better than that.
I do, absolutely.
John Kincaid is with us from Philadelphia, now cancer-free, and as he points out, just recovering from all that his body went through. But, man, that's a good problem to have. You wouldn't trade that problem for any other, would you?
No. Except the fact that my doctor, John Sprandio Jr., told me that I would, my oncologist told me that I would lose 15 to 20 pounds doing chemo, and I set the record for him in his practice. I put on 22.
What? How is that possible?
I didn't vomit. Not once.
Good.
He's like, you don't vomit. You don't like it. And I didn't, I bet it was the sedentary nature of it all too. But all the steroids that I had to take, I had to take a bag of liquid steroids that they literally would give me. They didn't just give me a little shot. They gave me a full bag to try to keep my energy up and everything, and all the water weight. But it's coming off. It's coming off pretty quickly, which I'm very pleased with. So it's coming off already in just like 2 weeks. It's been declining big time. So it's great.
Again, all a great problem to have.
Absolutely.
Awesome. All right. So what did you see then? What happened against the Niners last weekend, besides the fact that they got run?
Well, I'm glad the Niners won their regular season Super Bowl, because it's like when the Eagles beat the Chiefs at Arrowhead. And I said it before the game, so I'm not being contradictory. I said it before my own team's game. This doesn't do anything to make up for what happened last February. You don't win a regular season game and be like, we got revenge. We did it. Oh, crap. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a joke. And I said it. I said it's a great win for the Eagles to win at Arrowhead. But don't spin it like it's a revenge for the Super Bowl. We didn't get to have a parade because of a regular season win. San Francisco, I know Kyle Shanahan well. I think he's the most brilliant play caller and designer in the NFL. I think he's really, really good in that. I also know he has a great history of gagging, much like the Dallas Cowboys who the Eagles play this week. So we'll see how everything plays out. But, boy, they celebrated. They celebrated. So good for San Francisco. I mean, you know, it's good for them.
I'm so glad to hear that chemo only stole your hair for a time and not your sense of humor.
Oh, no, no, I can't. I mean, it's look, it was a whooping on Sunday. And it was the big thing was that the only thing that disturbed me about it, because I don't care about, you know, they lose a game and they still have the best record in the NFL. And they also have the best record against winning teams in the NFL. So anybody saying like, oh, boy, is this Eagles team for real? Well, nobody else could be for real if they aren't. but what I will say is that to me is that the physical beatdown, the 49ers beat them and took their lunch money. And that surprised me. That's the only part of it that really bothers me, is that part of it, is that it was a physical beatdown. And Deebo Samuel, man, woof, man, he was difficult to corral, as we heard in the first highlight coming in from the break.
Well, so Dallas is now waiting in a place where they've won 14 consecutive games. They do appear to play a lot better when they're at home.
Yeah, they do.
Last game was really tight. There were a couple of plays that could have gone the other way. What's in store on Sunday night?
Well, I'm looking at a back-and-forth battle because I think both teams' defenses are deficient. Like, if the Eagles were to win a Super Bowl this year, the only way they're going to do it is outscoring people because their defense has been deficient. And I think Dallas's defense is the same way. I mean, Dallas, when they play anybody that's good, they're going to give up on average around 30-something points, maybe 35. And so this game is going to be – I think it's going to be a shootout, and I think it's going to be wild. The Eagles rarely sweep Dallas, which concerns me a little bit as far as going into the matchup. But there's got to be a pride check after what happened on Sunday. I expect to see the Eagles have a really, really strong offensive effort. Defensively, though, I question this team big time. I really do. And they don't have the same defensive team they had last year. And Slay and Bradbury played so great last year, and they haven't played that way this year. So I have a lot of questions, not doubts, but questions. Because, again, even if Dallas ties the Eagles this weekend, they're going to need the Eagles to lose one more game, and then they have to go 4-0. And Dallas going to the Bills, going to the Dolphins, playing the Lions. I'm not worried about Dallas coughing up one game because the calendar's turned to December. And we know what happens to Dallas in December, much like Cinderella in that carriage of hers. Very similar. It turns into a pumpkin. And I'm not talking about Mike McCarthy.
Okay, the man just had an emergency surgery yesterday. Show him a little grace.
I didn't even know that. What did he have emergency surgery for?
An appendectomy?
Oh, really? I had my port taken out yesterday, so we were both in a procedure. Good, good. I hope he's okay. Hope he's okay.
John,
yeah.
You never change. Okay, I got about 90 seconds here. What's your reaction to Juan Soto heading to the Yankees?
Well, the Yankees will continue to try to buy something, and it hasn't worked for a long, long time. And I would wonder, and one of my co-hosts was saying this morning, I wonder why two organizations couldn't wait to get rid of this guy. And to me, I just wonder if there's something about him that organizations are like, no, we good. We'll let him go. So I question that with Juan Soto. He's a tremendous talent, but I don't think it's going to win the Yankees a World Series. Let's put it that way.
Just out of curiosity, do you think that the Phillies ascribe to that theory of potentially trying to buy a World Series?
Well, it depends on who, what they're doing. I mean, they're trying to. I absolutely am. I'm against that, by the way. I don't like the go buy a new piece, buy a new piece. I'm more into the young players. Thankfully, they have a lot of young players on the horizon. And they have a lot of young players like Stott and Boehm and Marsh that have, you know, part of the organization that are, you know, managed to help, you know, be a part of the thing. So I think you have to have a good mix. But I'm not into the going and buying something. I don't think that it works that way.
Mm. No, nothing that really matters in life can be purchased. At least that's my
theory. No, I wouldn't think so.
All right.
I wouldn't think so. Have a blessed weekend next weekend, and I'll be thinking and praying for you.
I appreciate that.
And thanks to all your listeners, and love everybody at CBS Sports Radio. Miss you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.